Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Joel Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here with Mylon Yurkovich and Dr. Dave Stoop, and Larry Sonnenberg is in the studio. And, you know, I know that they don't want to embarrass me by bringing up my birthdays tomorrow, so I'll just, you know, go ahead and...
Oh, it's tomorrow? Yeah.
Your birthday was 364 days ago.
Yeah, it was, and I've been celebrating ever since.
You and Lisa.
That last year was a big one. Anyway, hey, we love you, and we're so glad you tuned in today, and we want to help you. So we're going to get some calls in here, but we also really need your help here in the middle of June, and that's why Larry's here. Larry, talk to us about the financial situation and how we're trying to not die here in the middle of summer.
Yeah, we don't want to repeat May, and so May was a tough month. We squeaked by the skin of our teeth and really started June a little bit of a deficit because we had to pay some folks that we might have paid in June just to make sure we got it done. But, you know, here's the bottom line. There's a testimony sitting right here in front of me, and the last sentence is, I love what you guys do and hope that you're around for a long time to come. And that's why we're seeking support. We want to be around. We want people to experience transformation. We love seeing life change. We know that's what God wants and desires. Mm-hmm. And people need to learn how to think a little bit differently. And you guys on the radio are the centerpiece that makes that happen. Mm. And so if people can call us, write us, go online, make a gift, it's really important. You can call at 800-NEW-LIFE. That's 639-5433. You can go online to newlife.com, or you can write us at New Life, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652.
Well, you know, I'm just thinking, Larry, that if somebody is named May or June, or you know someone named May or June, this might be the time for you to step in.
Or if you've lived through May or June, that might
exactly
even,
yeah. Exactly.
Or your birthday was in May.
Yeah,
or
birthday
June.
May or June, like mine. Maybe you could help us, and whatever the date is, just give us that many thousands of dollars, and we're going to make it. So I don't know if that's of the Lord or just of my brain. But
you know, Steve, I got to tell you something here.
What's that?
Well, Larry just said we're the centerpiece of that's because people hear us and see mm-hmm. us. But I would not consider us the centerpieces, the workhorses of New Life Ministries.
No, I wouldn't either.
Right.
We're not the workhorses. What does that mean? I am impressed with how much gets done by a relatively small staff.
Yeah.
There's not a ton mm-hmm. of people in Richardson, Texas. There's not a ton of people here in Laguna Beach. Mm-mm. Everybody works hard and everybody has multiple tasks. And I have to speak to the stewardship issue. There are people who say, well, I don't know what you do with the money. Well, may I just say, as a centerpiece who comes in just to do radio, I watch how you guys work with the money and how you are not lavish. I watch how you're good stewards and how you're carefully guarding what people give. And I think that's an important thing to say, Steve.
Thank you, Mylon.
We do not do extravagant things, and I just...
I would if Steve would let me.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I don't buy that.
We don't even get anything to eat. We get water and coffee. That's all we get here, you know? So this isn't just some big buffet for us sitting around every day, you know?
Anyway, that came from Dr. Budget, and we appreciate what Larry does, but you can trust us because of him.
Everyone at some level needs help. You may have prayed for help many times and feel like you've tried everything. Let New Life's Healing is a Choice workshop help. Steve Arterburn and New Life's group counselors help you deal with your challenge.
Before coming to Healing is a Choice, I was completely worn out, defeated, stuck in the realization of my pitiful reality. I've been sinking in my circumstances and my pain.
Anger, depression, sexual abuse, abortion, grief, and other groups help you focus on just the issue you're dealing with.
This weekend has been a total gift. I feel like I finally have a game plan to follow to help healing begin.
The next Healing is a Choice workshop is Friday, July 18th through the 20th. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I leave here with practical tools to use to get unstuck, and I leave here with five new sisters who totally know where I've been and where I am right now.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We are back, Steve Arterburn, and we're really asking you to help us here this summer. And if you can call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to that website, newlife.com. And if you haven't checked out what things are looking like on tv.newlife.com, please do. It's just absolutely amazing, the ministry that's going on over there. It's really impressive. Okay, right now I want to go to a caller, and I'm going to go talk with Sylvia. And so, Sylvia, how you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. How could we help you today?
My question for you guys today is, how do I save my marriage and just have more compassion for my husband, who is struggling from drug addiction, alcohol addiction, and also pornography addiction?
Wow. And what has he ever done about any of those addictions? Has he ever gotten any kind of help?
Well, on the 20th of June will be 4 years we celebrate giving our lives to Jesus Christ. And there was we both actually used to do all those things together before we gave our lives to Christ and got married shortly after that. And there was a small break for him. I haven't. I've been away from it since then. But there was a small break for him. And it was in June that we stopped that, gave our lives to Jesus, and then we got married in July, and about 6 months after that, he went back to it, and he hasn't stopped since.
Okay, he needs some treatment, doesn't he?
Yeah, he refuses. He doesn't think that he has a problem. I can say that he has definitely gone away from the drinking a little bit since then. I mean, it's not as bad as far as marijuana is his drug of choice, and as far as that, he sees that nothing's wrong with it.
Okay, so what's your question for us then?
He refuses treatment. He doesn't want to go to counseling. We're not intimate because I'm just not attracted to him like I used to be. And, you know, so he uses the pornography, and I don't know where to go from here. I just don't know what to do. I want to honor my marriage, and I want to stay with my husband. I love my husband very much, but I'm just very tired, and I'm just at the end, and I just don't know what to do to save my marriage at this point.
Have you ever been to an Al-Anon meeting?
No, I haven't.
Okay. All right, well, let's hear what Dave and Dylan have to say for you.
That's where you begin, Sylvia. I'm glad you have compassion, but compassion alone isn't going to make a difference. You got to have some some boundaries, some toughness that goes with the compassion. You try to believe the best, I think, because you were saying his alcohol consumption has gone down a bit, but it's still alienating him from you, and he lacks any kind of motivation to change it. So the best way to begin is you start going to an Al-Anon meeting, and you let him know that you're going to an Al-Anon meeting, and you tell him, I'm going to get help because I can't live with this anymore. And and then if he gets serious, you know, then there's all kinds of opportunity for help. But if you can't make him do it, you can only make yourself do it. So that's where you begin.
And you know, the Bible's really clear about not drinking if it offends someone. And a lot of people say that that means, well, you know, if you drink, somebody might see you drinking, and that's what that means, so don't drink at all. But if that were the case, then that would mean you could never use a credit card because some people have credit card problems, or you couldn't drive a car because some people are reckless drivers. But what it does mean is, in your case, his drinking offends you greatly, and he needs to stop it. But he's not going to stop it on his own. He's going to have to go to a treatment program, or he's going to have to go to meetings, and you're going to have to require that of him.
That's the tough part that goes along with your compassion. Compassion alone doesn't do it. There has to be some standards and some strength and some firmness behind it. That's what you'll get at an Al-Anon meeting. Now, if you go to an Al-Anon meeting, it just doesn't click with you. Go to a different one, because there's all kinds of them, and you want to find one that really helps.
I wanted to start going to a marriage therapist with him, and I asked him if he wanted to go and to do that, and he said yes. However, he said, I don't see how it's going to work, because if you tell them that I, you know, have an alcohol problem and a smoking problem, then, you know, the police are going to get involved, or Child Protective Services, and then they're going to come and take away our son. And is that what you want?
No, that's...
And I'm just kind of stuck at that point.
He's threatening you. But going to marriage counseling while he's using is a waste of your time and money, because if you were to come to see me, I would say, no, there's no point in our meeting, working on the marriage until we get the chemicals out of the picture. And he's very good at kind of defusing it, just saying, we got to get help for your addictions, because once we get help for your addictions, then we can begin to look at the marriage.
He's really laying out the reason he needs to get help, so that you can go to counseling and Child Protective Services not get involved, because you're taking care of the kids. Mylon, what are your thoughts?
Well, Sylvia, a lot of times people say, well, we gave our lives to Jesus, as though that's supposed to, in some way, make these problems go away. And I think you're recognizing that coming to Christ doesn't make these problems go away. You know, coming to Christ is a new birth. But the Bible says we're supposed to grow. We're not any longer supposed to stay as children tossed here and there by all the things that the world, you know, throws at us. We're supposed to grow up to begin to more resemble Christ. And I think one of the things that's really important, and maybe one of the reasons why you are striking out with your husband here, is that you're focusing on the addictions themselves as opposed to why the addictions are there. And the odds are he's medicating himself from something. And that's where therapy could be helpful, to help him begin to understand, what is it that I'm, all the bad feelings I'm trying to make go away? Because pornography, alcohol, and pot erase guilt, they erase anxiety, they can alleviate depression, they can alleviate feeling overwhelmed, they can alleviate panic, they can alleviate, you know, fear. So I would suggest that you begin having conversations with your husband. What do you feel right before you want to use a substance? And that be a part of the questions you have, as opposed to just saying, stop that. Ask him, what's it doing for you? And then help can then, these programs and various other ways of help can then allow him to begin realizing, I can have a new way to fill this void of pain. And instead of medicating with a substance, I can medicate with relationship with God. I can learn to medicate with by bringing my burdens with you and mourning with those who mourn and weep with those who weep. And then perhaps the right medication that might take away the depression or anxiety that he's fighting against. Odds are these are things he's felt for a long, long time. And so to make them just go away is not an easy task.
Okay, so are you willing to maybe at least go to an Al-Anon meeting?
Oh, yes, of course, yes.
Okay. And I don't know, let me send you a life recovery Bible that you could give to him, and, you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe he would look at it and maybe he would read it and it would do something. But he's going to need to get some treatment. We've got treatment centers we can help you with. He needs to get treatment from a Christian program.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I've tried so much. I've tried, you know, marriage retreats and studies through church, you know, weekly studies and things like that, and books. And I mean, I have so many books, and I've put them next to his bed, next to, you know, in the bathroom, in his car.
Hey, Sylvia. You got to get the chemicals out of his brain before anything like that would have
an
effect.
Yep, that's right.
There's an order in which you approach the problem, and the first step is he's got to get free of the chemicals, and then you begin to look at some of the things. So that's your first priority.
Yeah.
And to love him, as Dave and Steve have suggested, might mean to draw some boundaries whereby you say, you know, I want to be married to you. I love you. I care for you. But we're going to have to do something different here. And if you don't choose to do these things, then I'm going to take these actions or activities until you do them, which would then this tough love Dave was talking about is about boundaries. Mm-hmm. And so we're not helpless when a person isn't cooperative. We can choose to walk away and say, I'm willing to reengage with you as soon as you listen to what I'm asking you to do. And sometimes we have to have that kind of tough love.
Yep. You got to make a bold move many times. I'm going to send you How We Love. I think it's a great way for you you guys to get together. I'll send you a life recovery Bible for him. And I hope
she should read it, too.
Yeah.
Both of them.
That would be good, too. All right.
The life recovery Bible.
Yeah.
Doesn't it discuss the 12 steps in it?
Mm-hmm. Well, she stopped when they got married, stopped using, but she was an addict before that.
I know that, but the 12 steps that are discussed in the Life Recovery Bible are very, very helpful to begin to do the many things we're talking about.
Oh, here. Yeah.
They're very, very helpful, and that's why, Steve, it's to read the Bible plus go through the steps in that, which would take them to conversations that maybe they've never had before, as well as self-awarenesses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Okay, I'm glad you called.
Who are the editors of that, by the way?
I don't remember.
A guy by the name of Arterburn and a guy by the name of Stoop. Yeah. You guys did
Larry,
good work on that.
Larry, we send a copy of that every time someone joins Club New Life.
We do. It's because it's about the best resource I think that we have is that Bible. And we also send every month when you join Club New Life, we send you a CD. And that CD is full of good stuff. It has phone calls from the previous month. It has a teaching from one of our radio hosts. It'll have an interview or two. It's a great thing that people love to get, whether you accept all the other resources that we offer.
Right.
So if you could sign up for Club New Life, it's the $30 a month. It's automatic giving either through your credit card or your bank account. You can call and sign up today. It would be really meaningful to us to help us with knowing that our monthly base support is growing each month. We really need that.
Also, if you really want to understand what we're doing and why we are doing it, go to tv.newlife.com and look at some of the pieces that Mylon and Dave and I have done. They are truly... many people say they're life-changing, and we want to see that for you. So go there and give it a look. And I hope and pray that you'll sign up for tv.newlife.com. It could change literally everything in your life. Let's go to line 7, and let's talk with Lily. How you doing, Lily?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good. How can we help you today?
Yes. I'm walking out of my cubicle. Thank you so much for taking my call, by the way.
You're welcome.
My question has to do with my 14-year-old daughter. How do I help her overcome the feelings of low self-esteem and administer the proper discipline when she needs it?
Okay, and what kind of problems does she show that need discipline from time to time?
To be honest with you, she's a good kid. She has...
Well, I think we might have lost her there. All right. Well, we'll deal with this when we come back. If you can help us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to newlife.com. We'll talk to you right after this. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I can't tell you how excited we are about New Life Television. It's an internet television channel at tv.newlife.com. Check it out. You'll see that there's exclusive content, content that we really don't have time to get into here on our radio program. We go down deep and we try to provide you the foundations of the stuff that we know and the stuff that we like to share with you. There's a day on biblical integration, in the news, life recovery, and it's only $9.95 a month, and that supports this ministry. It's an in-depth attempt to connect with you deeper and provide you with a stronger foundation of biblical wisdom from God's Word. Check it out, tv.newlife.com. tv.newlife.com. Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment. Call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to New Life Live.
Yeah, we are back, and she was talking about low self-esteem in a 14-year-old. Maybe we could just address that issue, the issue of low self-esteem. Man, there are only 1,000 different reasons a 14-year-old could be experiencing low self-esteem, including being bullied. Yeah, or being bullied, or having an older brother or sister that's smarter or prettier or more successful in athletics. I mean, so many different things that are sensitive to 14-year-olds.
You know, one of the things we tend to do when we try to build our kids' self-esteem is we praise them for something they've done.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be counterproductive because you imagine you're the 14-year-old and you're getting praise from your parents for something you did. You're thinking, well, I got to keep doing that. Mm-hmm. But if you focus on the work and the process of accomplishing that task and help them say something like, that must have really felt good that you stayed with that task and finished it. That had to feel good to you.
Mm-hmm.
You focus on the process. You begin to build a sense of confidence that's helpful.
Yeah.
Well, and the other thing Lily said was, she said, I'm trying to contrast the balance here between building self-esteem and discipline. Now, I have no idea why discipline was on her question.
Yeah, and she said he's a good girl.
She says, because my daughter is basically a good girl. But I think a lot of us as parents feel like we have to have a heavier hand with our teenagers.
Yeah. Yes,
and in reality, what we need to do in some respects is have a slightly lighter hand, but a hand whereby we lean into their lives with emotional intelligence and ask them, what are they feeling about this, and what do they feel about school, and what are their stressors at school, and what are they feeling about their family, and what's the hardest thing for them that they in any given week, and what's their brightest spot, and helping them learn to process what's going on in their lives. That is what will carry them through and help them build.
I'd like to jump in here because I saw Steve do this so well with Madeline, and the you guys are saying everything's put right. For me, the thing is the relationship, and I wonder if this girl had a father. Because the relationship with the father is going to be really critical, especially at that age.
Well, I was just going to, when Milam was saying all that, I was just going to say that just when a 14-year-old girl knows that there's an adult that's interested in them and wants to hear how they're feeling and what they're thinking about, I mean, that builds self-esteem right there. Mm-hmm. There's an adult out there that cares about me and who I am.
The adolescent gets the picture, I am worth somebody else's attention. I'm worth bringing my feelings into relationship with somebody else. Mm-hmm. And that is imparted to the child, and so they have a better defined sense of self and other.
And, and when that somebody else is the mom and the dad, that's the key.
Yeah. And I don't have to, out of low self-esteem, go get some attention. From somebody that's not mom and dad.
And we have Lily back on the line. So, Lily, have you been able to hear what we've been saying, or do we have to start all over again?
No, for the most part, I heard what you guys were saying.
Oh, good.
Thank you so much. There's just a little detail that I wanted to add. My question was because of a recent incident that just happened.
What happened?
I normally am very close to my daughter. We can talk about anything. She knows them. But she said, I really feel that I need to talk to my friend from school. And I need to go and meet her. And I said, no, you have to do this because you're taking care of your brother. 2 more hours before I get home and talk all you want. And she didn't say. She walked at 2 blocks to meet her friend. And at that moment, why? Until a couple of days later when she was grounded, she said, the need, Mom, and I don't need I was nuts. But the need was that I needed to tell my friend that I feel really sad and I'm having this issue about I don't have to live anymore. I have, you know, I feel this way. And she really helped me through it, just like I helped her when she was feeling sad. And I don't know if she did that just because I took her cell phone and things like that, or it really happened where she was feeling that sad about this other girl from school that she doesn't want to be her friend because she's she has issues with character and she's being to very bad choices.
Yeah, well, it'd be hard to answer that particular issue there. Now, did I hear you say that she had some responsibilities at home she had to take care of?
What she said was, Lily was saying that she has to take care of her little brother before her mom gets home, and that she chose and wants to go meet with girlfriends and hang out with people instead of helping with her brother babysit.
Right.
What's interesting is, Lily, and I hope you're still listening, is that you use the terminology very bad choices. And for a teenager, they're going to struggle with choices, and they're not going to make necessarily wise choices. They're going to be highly impulsive. A teenager is at the peak of impulsivity in their whole life. Their brain's going through a reformatting stage. And if we label all their behaviors very bad choices, then we're going to contribute to the negative self-esteem. So we have to be careful how strongly we label and the word choices we use.
Yep, I totally agree. I'm going to send you how we love our kids. I hope that that's going to be helpful to you. We'll take a break and come back. We really need your support here right in the middle of June, smack dab. Please help us reach more people so they can transform their lives, transform their parenting into something valuable.
I just absolutely believe in the mission of New Life, and I feel that the materials provided and the biblical counseling perspective is so valuable and not available in so many places, and New Life and membership in Club New Life provides access to the live program and also CDs available to listen to. So I know it's easy to turn on the radio and receive the benefit, but those services don't come without expense. And I would sure like to see the program remain on. So I would like to challenge listeners who listen and receive benefit but haven't yet given to actually give this year and continue the giving, of course, because more people need to hear.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask how you can start your Club New Life membership today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I've been struggling since I was probably in my mid-20s.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I honestly felt like I was on an island all by myself, and I was the only one in the world that was like this, you mm-hmm. know, and why did God create me like this?
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
When I went to Every Man's Battle right from the very beginning, I realized that this is every man's battle, not just my battle.
Yeah. Become the man you want to be, the husband your wife needs you to be, the father your children can look up to.
Every Man's Battle explains to you why you are like you are, and they give you the tools, and they teach you the scriptures, and they show you how to work your way through the problems and where to get help and how to get help and who to get help through.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
Don't wait. Just go ahead and go, and it'll make a huge difference in your life and your family's life.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to the program.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here, and so delighted that we are getting to do tv.newlife.com. If you haven't been there, go look at what Dave and Mylon have done. You just go to the search engine, and you can click on either of their names or type their names in, and I'll tell you, Dave has really put a lot into tv.newlife.com, and Mylon and Kay have some amazing segments, and there's stuff on turning stress into opportunities for intimacy. Go check out our latest ministry, tv.newlife.com, and if you possibly can, please support us, because it has been quite taxing to do these segments and still do all the other things that we've been doing at New Life with very little staff. So if you possibly can take a trip to tv.newlife.com. All right, let's go back to the phones and let's talk to Grace. Hi, Grace. How you doing?
Oh, hi. Thank you.
You're welcome. How can we help you today?
I need to take a deep breath.
Okay.
Because if I don't, I will start crying again.
Uh-oh.
I'm in a marriage, and I'm in the process of making my exit strategy because it's been very abusive. And
really?
The more compassion I show my husband and the more chances I give and come back and say, okay, we're going to go counseling, the more contempt he has for me. And it's to the point where it's taking a toll on my health. I'm actually losing my hair. And it's been progressive. And I've developed a heart condition because of the stress.
Okay.
So my question is this. How great of a sense of urgency should I have to actually leave the marital home or should I, you know, be planning my exit? Because basically he's done everything to undermine me in terms of my credit. He's ruined my credit by putting me...
Okay.
It's not a good scene, however...
Okay, so it's just stress upon stress for you then.
It's stressful. Would it be better for me to be out of the situation where I'm not having interaction with him? Because it's getting to the point where he's saying things like, I want to slit my throat and die because of you. And a few months ago, he was punching himself in the head.
Wow.
And it's not healthy. And I say, you know, we can't do this. And he will start spewing Bible verses at me and saying, you know, you're going to get punished by God. And
okay,
it's not
well,
a good situation. So,
no. Do you have a place that you could go?
I have no family. They're out of the country. And they're not an alternative. So what I need to do is to plan an exit. However, what is your recommendation? Should I get far, far away, like out of state, or just go local just so that I can get my bearings because I'm to the point where I'm not sleeping?
How long have you been married, Grace?
It's coming on 8 years.
And do you have any children?
No, I don't have any children, but here's some background information. My husband was married before for 25 years. This is his second marriage. There's quite an age difference. I'm younger than him.
How much younger?
And I'm 14 years younger than him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he hasn't resolved the issues with his first wife because she undermined him in front of the children always. He says that she always took their side and would overrule the decisions that he made.
Hmm.
But so in our relationships, he just makes all the decisions, and it's like I find after.
Okay, so
I
one
find
of the
out after.
I think one of the things that we do, Grace, here at New Life is we recommend to people that you create a strategy whereby you step away from things that are harmful and abusive for the sake of protection of yourself, your children, and the other person, in the form of a separation, let's say, for the purpose of protecting, let's say, your credit and your finances. And if we allow ourselves to seek legal protection, and then we use that as a basis for saying, we will get back together again when I see that things are different, that I see you want me back, that I see that you're doing work. And one of the ways we'll know that that's possible is if we are in marriage couples counseling together, because the only way that we can really grow is by having some time together. But 1 hour a week together is different than trying to live under the same roof in what appears to be an abusive situation, but also perhaps even for him, he feels massive levels of distress. If he's hitting himself, he's a very unhappy camper. So, you know,
he's proving that
something's
does need
really
to be
wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
For everybody.
So
and the thing is, he says to me, like I said, I've even did some research last year, and I know that Dr. Stoop has intensive marriage therapy, and I've looked at different marriage intensive, and I said, please, let's go. And he goes, why would I want to go and waste my money? So he doesn't value. He doesn't value just how important it is, and I feel very devalued. The verbal abuse is bad.
Okay, so what I'm still saying is you can still do what I suggested. You get a separation and say, okay, I'm going to step away in a separated state and protect myself legally and emotionally, and then I'm going to wait and see if there's anything you want to do about it. And so, Dave...
And I don't think you have to go far. You don't have to go far.
Okay, can I mention we have been separated? And so, basically, don't come back until there's actual real change.
Right.
Because I've come back in the past saying, okay, I'll come back and we'll work on it.
Well, see, that didn't help
anything. So I feel like I've kind of fed the beast.
You come back after you've started counseling, and the counselor says you're ready now to come back together. Yeah. You don't do it before that.
Okay.
I think you've got to do that, given that your health is deteriorating and just all the other things. It's a separation with an agenda, and that agenda isn't to lead to divorce, but hopefully to give you some breathing room where you can develop some insight, or he can develop some insight or motivation there. I hope that that's helpful. I'm going to send you the 7-Minute Marriage Solution. It's got some great tips in there for you, and I hope that you will read it. Let's go back to Larry, and let's just talk for a second. Larry, it's the middle of June, and we've talked a lot about finances in some of our programs, because we really sense that we could get in trouble if people don't help us during the summer months. And it's not been good, and we don't want to have another May, and we can prevent it, this being the middle of June.
And, you know, it's really tempting to do what I think is a worldly thing to do and just say, give or we're going to go off the air. We need your money. Twist your arms. That's not our style. You know, giving is much more spiritual than just threatening to go off the air. And I really liked something that I read the other day that talked about fundraising is always a call to conversion. And this was from Henry Nouwen, and he said, this call to conversion comes to both those who seek funds and those who have funds. Whether we're asking for money or giving money, we're drawn together by God, who's about to do a new thing through our collaboration. And to be converted means to experience a deep shift in how we see and think and act. And to be converted is to be clothed in our right mind, to come to ourselves the way the younger son did in the story of the prodigal son when he was starving far away from home. It's a shift of attention in which we set our mind on divine things. And that, you know, giving is that way. And so if you think about what this ministry does, what the Holy Spirit does through this place, how it affects people's whole life, demeanor, being, thinking, heart, that's what New Life is all about. And we invite you to join us in that. And that invitation comes to help support us financially. So if you can do that, call us, 800-NEW-LIFE, that's 639-5433, or you can go online to newlife.com. There's a big red donate button on the homepage. Or write us, send a check in the mail to New Life, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652.
Thanks, Larry. We really do hope that the Lord is leading you to support a ministry of transformation. And if you've listened very long, you know that we believe in truth and connection and transformation as a way to live the Christian life that many people miss. We don't want you or anybody else to miss it. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to newlife.com. We'll be back right after this. Hold on.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
I want to thank my husband for bringing me here.
The New Life Marriage Weekend is coming to Washington, D.C., July 18th through the 20th.
We are leaving here as new people, and a new couple, I think truly with hope for the future.
Join Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
Doctors Dave and Jan Stoop.
We're going to talk about the degrees of love and different ways that we love. And what is it that destroys our love? And then how do you repair love when it's broken?
And Steve Arterburn.
And I'm going to be talking about the seven things that you need to stop right now, and the seven things you need to start doing in your marriage, and the 7 minutes that will matter the most for the future of your relationship.
To register or to find out more, call today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
Hey, we're back. And let's go to John real quick here. Don't have a lot of time, John, but I wanted to get to your call. Hi, John.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How could we help you in as few words as possible?
Okay, I'm trying to learn or asking a question about how to learn how to forgive and yourself and God and then trust Him again.
Okay, what happened that causes you to have a hard time trusting God and forgiving God?
Okay, in 2008, I purchased a business, and I basically got a loan for $1 million to purchase the business.
Yeah.
Within 6 months, I was in court with the seller of the business,
yeah,
and basically lost the business. She never turned it over to me.
Oh,
so
wow.
I felt that was the direction that I was to go. I prayed with my pastor about it and sought counsel and even asked the Lord to block it if it wasn't the direction for me. But I got the loan, got the business, and within 6 months, it was closed. Mm. So I had to file bankruptcy. And then I fell into depression. I'm a long-term listener, so I did get a psychiatrist and went through counseling. I had the psychiatrist from basically 2010 to last year, 13.
Okay, we better get to that question pretty quick, buddy.
So basically that's where I'm at. I had to file bankruptcy, but I find that I'm, not happy, not basically where I want to be in the Lord, but I find it hard to trust again. I've been a Christian since 1990, but I find it hard to walk in love and walk in faith. And I haven't, backslid or turned my back. I've been going to church and doing what I need to do, but just need help and guidance in that area, because I really hate this person, went to court, spent over $30,000, didn't get any justice or judgment.
Didn't you say,
and now I've lost my house.
So, okay, didn't you say you were having a hard time forgiving God?
Yes.
And that's because you expected God would, since you sought Him,
He would protect you.
Protect you, or you would succeed because you had sought His wisdom?
Yes.
Okay.
There's a whole forgiving process you need to go through for your own sake, because it'll destroy you if you don't. But in terms of God, one of the things that I would shift gears on is that instead of blaming Him for not protecting you, think about Joseph and how he spent 10 years probably in prison for something he didn't do. He was a slave for something he didn't do. I would say your question to God needs to be, okay, God, what is it you want me to learn in this situation? Mm. I don't like it. I feel like you let me down, but I'm going to trust you. But you've got to show me what it is that you want me to learn. What is it that I've got to discover in this? Mm-hmm. And begin to look at it as something that He can and will use to mold you into a better man, mm, in spite of what you're struggling with. But then the forgiving is also part of it.
Yeah, I'll send you Dave's book, Forgiving the Unforgivable. I think that's going to help you. I'm going to see if you can get you to healing as a choice. That would be an amazing thing
coming up
for
very
you to
soon.
Experience. And it's just around the corner. Every Man's Battle is July the 11th. Our marriage weekend's July the 18th. Women in the Battle is August the 8th. And our new Passion Principles for Women, Finding Sexual Freedom in Marriage, that's October the 10th through the 12th. But right now, we have a financial need, and we've been talking about it. We've got Larry Sonnenberg in the studio. And Larry, this isn't something that we're just making up or trying to create something here. This is a real need, isn't it?
It is a real need. I mean, and the need is so that we can continue to present this ministry of transformation to people. Yeah, it involves paying bills and not falling behind or not losing stations, but that's really incidental to what the real, you know, meaning of what we do is. What we do is help people. We are a source. We're the first place people turn when they are, you know, dying and hurting. You read a testimony a couple weeks ago, and I think I want to just draw on that. She says, "Your ministry is helping me keep from walking around a basket full of tears, from huddling in my bed in a fetal position, from lashing out at my kids with anger. Your ministry is literally my lifeline right now in the pain and suffering." Mm-hmm. And she goes on and on. But, you know, that lifeline is what New Life is. People turn to the radio program. They call our 800 number and they get an MSR, a ministry service representative, who has real care and concern to want to help people. And so it's not a real light thing, and it's so easy to be driving in your car, hearing somebody say, "We need your help," and you think, well, somebody will take care of that. Well, maybe today's your day to be somebody, and I would just encourage you to please make a gift to New Life. And, you know, we only want you to do it if it's something that you feel God's touched
That's
you
right.
and that you're cheerful
That's
about
right.
it.
Well, let me ask you one other question, Larry. You worked with another ministry for a long time, and you walked in here, and what did you see when you walked into New Life and began working with the folks here?
Well, there's nothing like it. I think that's the best way to say it. What I saw were people who we are the dirty jobs of Christian ministry.
Yeah.
We are reaching down into the trenches, into people's muck, and helping them get out of it. And it changed my life. It's changed my wife's life. Our family's been affected. Anybody who works here has had a change of life.
It's true.
So I've just seen real transparency. I've seen care, compassion, God's love. It's all of the above.
Well, if you can help us, would you please call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE? You know, you can say that you love, but it takes an act of love. Otherwise, you just sound like an old rusty hinge on a gate. If you want to sound like angels singing, you give out of love and sacrifice and compassion. And that's what we need. We need you to help somebody that isn't in the same place you are, that needs help. And if they don't get it, they either live a life of despair or they lose their life and they take their life. And we want to see people live the blessed life according to God's truth. And to live that blessed life, some people need to get help and some people need to give and support. And so wherever you are, I hope you'll respond to God's calling you and either help us or get help from us. Either way, we want to be there for you. And to all of those who are part of Club New Life and the things that we do, we thank you so much for your support, your faithful support over the years. It's just been amazing. But right now, this summer, we need some people that have never given before to say, okay, I'm going to help you through the summer. We're not asking you for a lifetime contract. We're just saying, could you help us right now for 1 month during the summer with one gift? That's all we're asking. And if you can do it, please do.
Do it to say happy birthday to Steve, because that's tomorrow.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. And thank you, Dave. Thank you, Mylon. And thanks to all of you who support us. God bless you. And we'll see you next time right here on New Life.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.